Today's podcast is brought to you by our fantastic Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarShow.com and click store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
On the internet, with one click, you can be doing this for 15 minutes, and all of a sudden, you are looking at 30, 40, 50 years in prison.
Good.
I understand.
Absolutely good. I hope you are.
We'd call that a no-brainer.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Woman! Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, I can't. You can't?
Whoa. Can't? When did that word enter your vocabulary? What, you don't have enough experience? You're not smart enough?
Not in this context. So I'm not a biologist. The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Hey, Jane, get me off this crazy thing. Called
progressivism.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I feel full of secondhand pride today that Marsha Blackburn, the senator from Tennessee, comes on the show sometimes. I am so happy with that question that she asked yesterday. And it just summed up the entire culture. It wasn't just a gotcha. I mean, how can that be a gotcha question? That's like asking a question, how many points do you get for scoring a touchdown? Or do you get more food with the a la carte or if you order the full dinner? I mean, it's a simple, and that's a lot more simple question than the two I just asked.
Howie, I've got news for you.
What's that?
Ted Cruz just asked one of your follow-up questions.
He did?
From the poll question today, yeah.
Well, let me guess. How many genders?
Nope.
If I can change my gender, if I can be a woman, and then an hour later, if I decide I'm not a woman anymore, I guess I would lose Article 3 standing. Tell me, does that same principle apply to other protected characteristics? For example, I'm an Hispanic man. Could I decide I was an Asian man? Would I have the ability to be an Asian man and challenge Harvard's discrimination because I made that decision?
Senator, I'm not able to answer your question. You're asking me about hypotheticals and
Well, I'm asking you how you would assess standing if I came in and said, I have decided I identify as an Asian man.
And? Are we waiting for her response? No, that's the pause was too long, even for the Howie Carr Show, where we get used to longer and longer pauses from Kamala and Dementia Joe and all the rest of them. So let's leave that up there, though. I think that's still a good follow-up question for her. I mean, isn't that a logical follow-up question? I mean, as I was saying during the crossover with Grace, the fake Indian. She started out as a white woman, then she became Native American long enough to get two tenured professorships at Ivy League colleges, law schools, and now she's back to being a white woman again. So, if you could be gender fluid, why can't you be race fluid? This is a serious question. What is the difference ultimately? Somebody just pointed out Madeleine Albright just died. Now they're describing her as the first female Secretary of State. She died at 84.
How dare you?
And as Kathy just texted me, how the hell do they know she's a woman? How does anybody know that whether he's a man or a woman? Or black or white or Asian or Hispanic or whatever?
We do have the rest of Ketanji's answer to Ted Cruz's question.
Okay, let's say, can you set up the second question then? If you can get it.
I would lose Article 3 standing. Tell me, does that same principle apply to other protected characteristics? For example, I'm an Hispanic man. Could I decide I was an Asian man? Would I have the ability to be an Asian man and challenge Harvard's discrimination because I made that decision?
Senator, I'm not able to answer your question. You're asking me about hypotheticals and
I'm asking you how you would assess standing if I came in and said I have decided I identify as an Asian man.
I would assess standing the way I assess other legal issues, which is to listen to the arguments made by the parties, consider the relevant precedents and the constitutional principles involved, and make a determination.
And the next follow-up would be, I don't know how far he could take it, but if you could change your gender, which is what you seemed to indicate in your answer to Senator Blackburn yesterday, then why can't you change your race? Why can't you change your species?
Which she just basically said that she would consider hearing that case, changing somebody's race.
Yeah, but I she was just trying to skate away from it. She's not on the level here. None of this is on the level. She's why doesn't she just come out and say, I'm gonna make my decisions the same way that the wise Latina woman and Elena Kagan make their decisions and Breyer made his decisions. I'm gonna get the instructions from the Democrat Party, and here they are, and I'll do whatever they say for me to do. I mean, that would be an honest answer, and but you're not going to get that, and you can't. You're just dealing here with what's in somebody's head, so you can't prove that they're lying. You can swear them in all day on a stack of Bibles and any other religious document you want, and it's still not going to be a provable case for perjury. But she's lying here. I mean, she knows how she would rule. 844-500-4242. But let's go back to let's go back to this one here about in case you didn't hear it yet, you probably have heard it by now, but it's just a classic question. And it's interesting because some of the other guys some of the other senators on the Judiciary Committee, a guy like Cruz, I mean, a guy, he's very very intellectual guy. He went after yesterday things like critical race theory, and he bagged her pretty good on the fact that she said she said I don't have any opinion on critical race theory. He quotes a speech, and then she says, I don't think critical race theory should be taught in schools. And then he says, well, here's a school you're on a trustee of, Georgetown Day School, I guess her kids go there or went there. He says, and they have the critical race theory taught. It's in the curriculum. It's in the syllabus of the school. And she said, oh, I thought you meant public schools. So he bagged her, and Josh Hawley, he bagged her on the wrist slap for kiddie pornographers. But they did a good job, like they were in a high school debating class or a moot court in law school, or they're making their first arguments before the Circuit Court of Appeals. But Marsha Blackburn just walks in there and asks her the ultimate question. Cut one.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
What the hell does she mean, not in this context? It's pretty much cut and dried, isn't it? That's why I thought the Cruz's, follow-up question might have been, how many genders are there? And, there are a lot of questions. Actually, another question that just occurred to me, I don't know if we want to put it in the poll question or not, which we'll introduce here in a moment, but can you go back and forth between being a man and a woman? Don't you think that's a legitimate question, Taylor?
That's already established. That's gender fluidity.
Yeah, but I want to hear her answer it. The Democrats make up these lies about people, whether it's Donald Trump is Putin's puppet or Mitt Romney doesn't pay his taxes. It's like LBJ said, I want to hear him deny it. I want to hear the answer to these questions.
Right. So yesterday, under questioning from Senator Blackburn, you told her that you couldn't define what a woman is, that you were not a biologist, which I think you're the only Supreme Court nominee in history who's been unable to answer the question, what is a woman? Let me ask you, as a judge, how would you determine if a plaintiff had Article III standing to challenge a gender-based rule, regulation, policy, without being able to determine what a woman was?
So, Senator, I know that I'm a woman. I know that Senator Blackburn is a woman, and the woman who I admire most in the world is in the room today, my mother.
How the hell does she dare to speak for Senator Blackburn?
How dare you?
Or for her own mother? Excuse me. And by the way, I'm offended by that word, mother. Aren't all Democrats offended? Isn't the word birthing person? Just asking these questions. These hearings are more interesting than I thought they would be. I didn't know they would move in this direction. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You know, a texter just pointed this out, but it's never mentioned in the public prints or on mass media anymore. But, you know, women got the right to vote in 1920, and they would have gotten the right to vote decades earlier, but the Democrats were the ones who didn't want women to vote. Nobody talks about that anymore. Some Democrats actually think the Supreme Court gave women the right to vote, which, you know, is again another indication of how ignorant so many Democrats are. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire, and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment where we have a situation, foreign war, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt. The Democrats' only plan is to print more money. And how's that been working out for you at the gas station, the supermarket, anywhere? Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact that it's happening again. And by the way, Bitcoin is not digital gold. It's time to diversify. That means precious metals. The Fed Reserve Chairman says this inflation may go on for 3 years. 3 years. You have got to learn to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. You have to diversify. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your no obligation Biden inflation report. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on. You asked for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Years and years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, well, we kind of know what a little bit about what the poll question is if you've been following us for the last half hour or so. But what is the exact poll question, and what are the results thus far?
What would be a good follow-up question for Ketanji? Are you a woman? How many genders are there? Is Leah Thomas a woman? Or should people be allowed to self-identify their race as well as their gender?
I'm going to go with genders. How many genders are there?
20% say how many genders are there. 26% say, are you a woman? Are you a woman? And 43% ask, they would ask, should people be allowed to self-identify their race?
Okay. I mean, they're all good questions. And I'm sure there are other ones, too, that we just haven't thought of. I mean, but the fact that a graduate of Harvard and Harvard Law School cannot define a woman. And I noticed, did you notice though, she said in this context, meaning publicly, meaning I can't offend the lunatics in my party who would throw me under the bus in an instant if I told you the truth about gender, sex, whatever. 844-500-4242. Things that you'd never imagine would happen 5 years ago are now happening on almost a daily basis. And this is another example of it. What is a woman? I can't answer that question in this context. Really? Okay. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie, good afternoon. Hey, these conservative senators, they better be careful because they're asking such hard questions. They're going to drive her even further to the left. And when she gets in, which she will, then there's going to be hell to pay.
Bob, how come it is that when the leftists nominate a judge or a justice, he or she always goes further to the left when he gets in? When the conservatives nominate somebody on the right, when they get in, they always go further to the left. What's that all about? It seems like it's that no one ever gets more conservative. The most you can hope for is that someone is going to stay where they are, like Clarence Thomas or Scalia. But most of them drift left, even Brett Kavanaugh most recently. 844-500-4242. Lynn, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I was just calling because I saw on Tucker Carlson last night the actual pictures of the invitations to this Jackson. I'm not even sure how to say her name. But they've already sent out the invitations to her party. So what is the purpose of this, you know, charade that they're interviewing her? It's fixed. It's already fixed.
Well, they have to have a vote. You know, that was what he was talking about, was there was some kind of party of the FBI office in Los Angeles was going to have this party, you know, talking about how great she was. And so then they just they said, we're sorry for the misunderstanding. And they just said, there's going to be a party. It's not going to be about Ketanji. But you know, I mean, to me, Lynn, that was just more confirmation that the FBI is a partisan organization, a corrupt organization. And you saw that, too, with the latest on Project Veritas. The FBI, the Justice Department, went in and pulled all the emails that Project Veritas had been sending back and forth, including to their lawyers. And then they tried to hide that fact from the federal judge who was hearing the Project Veritas case. It's outrageous. I mean, we've said it so many times, but the Federal Bureau of Investigation needs to just be abolished. They are breathtakingly corrupt. And they are beyond redemption. They've been corrupt for so many decades. And, you know, they thought it was bad under J. Edgar Hoover that the building is named after on Pennsylvania Avenue. Well, guess what? It's worse now. It's worse than it's ever been. And it's going to keep getting worse and worse. It needs to be excised from the body politics. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And again, I know my nose looks bad. It's a cream that I've had to put on it. I'm not on a bender, but it's just the it'll go down shortly, and I'll try to put some makeup on at 4 o'clock and see if that helps out. Probably made me look even more hideous, but I'll try. 844-500-4242. See, the thing is, Grace is not here.
I was just going to say, if I were there, I would use my expertise. I'm not a biologist, but I'm pretty good with makeup.
Judge Brown, 2 + 2 is what? I'm not a mathematician. I can't come up with that. I don't know.
It's interesting, though, Howie, because this question, and you were right to say that Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee really did hit the nail on the head here, but what it did was it exposed a real weakness in this candidate and really a weakness in the leftist ideology that now all these other senators are realizing, oh, we'll just jump on board with this. Like, why are we going to go down these other rabbit holes when we can just ask her basic questions and realize how difficult it is to answer? And it's not because right. She can't answer them. It's because, like you said, she does not want to tick off the radical far left progressives that make up the Democrat Party. Nancy Pelosi once said it's only like 5 people. It's not like 5 people anymore. This is a huge faction of their party.
Right. I mean, they're in Massachusetts, they're giving Mara Healey trouble. Because she basically says, you know, occasionally you have to put somebody in prison. And that angers them, you know? I mean, this is a national phenomenon. And that's the thing. This goes so far beyond Ketanji Brown Jackson. This is what the whole party is about.
Yeah, and there's another issue, Howie, that we don't really talk that often about on either of our programs, but I've been seeing more and more stories and more people coming out and talking about this, which is the transgender reassignment surgeries, specifically with younger children. And I've read a lot of pieces that would blow your mind as far as how damaging this is to these kids and how a lot of times the parents don't have a say. It's really disturbing stuff. And like a doctor, I was reading a story today, I think it was from the Washington Examiner, a doctor who's like celebrating the fact that she gives these mastectomies to young women who are transitioning into men, and it's all just really sick stuff. And like you said, it speaks to a lot of what the left believes. But the interesting thing is, if you look at voting, I don't think like people in the suburbs who voted for Joe Biden so that things would go back to normal, I don't think this is what they had in mind. But this is where we're at, nonetheless.
Yeah, and you know the Hispanics seem to have departed the Democrat Party in the tens of millions. Black people are hanging on a little more than the Hispanics, but how does this go over with black people who go to church? And I think black people still go to church at a higher rate than even white people do. You know, if you go to church every Sunday, are you in on this that you don't know the difference between a man and a woman? I don't think so.
Yeah, and it really does beg the question, which Stephen Miller was writing about today in Spectator, which is like, where are these feminists? Where are the people who, you know, and a lot of people give the swimmers, for example, the swimmers who compete against Leah Thomas a lot of grief for not getting out of the pool. But I would say that this goes way beyond them. I mean, high-profile people need to speak out for these young women, because I was thinking about it today, Hallie. I'm like, all right, so you're a young woman, you've trained your whole life in swimming, you're probably on a scholarship. Do you want your parents to speak out and then get fired from their jobs or be harassed on Twitter or in public because they stood up for you? I can imagine a lot of these girls are nervous.
Yeah, I said yesterday, you know, when Ron DeSantis came out and said that Emma Wyant from UVA, who's from Sarasota, Florida, she's one of his constituents. He said, you're the real winner of the 500-yard freestyle in the NCAA championships. I said, I don't know that she's ever going to come out and say, thank you, Governor DeSantis. Or, yes, you know, Governor DeSantis is right. I am the winner. Because she's at one of these extremely woke colleges, UVA. It would not behoove her to agree with them.
No,
I don't think.
Exactly. And there is a lot to risk. I mean, when you look at people like J.K. Rowling, I mentioned this earlier this week, that woman has bleep you money. You know, she is Tiger Woods money. She is Donald Trump money, where right. she's going to be set for the rest of her life. And that is part of why she had the courage to come out and speak out against a lot of this transgender ideology. But they came after her. Like, that was no joke, you know? They're not letting her forget it. It wasn't a blip. It was like, this is her whole identity now, is that she's a transphobe, that she's hateful, that she goes against the trans community. So they really, you know, if you go against these liberals, they will not let you forget it. So I give people credit who stand up and stand up for women.
Yeah, I think she's pretty much of a lib, you know? She's a single mother.
Oh, yeah.
Just wrote her way out of, a fairly humdrum lifestyle. And now she's being portrayed like she's, Adolf Hitler. Or maybe Eva Braun, depending on which way you want to go. But did you see the Orlando Sentinel did a story on this, Governor DeSantis did yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Governor DeSantis declares female, and they put female in quotation marks for Emma Wyatt, a woman. But they had to put that in quotation marks. The Orlando Sentinel, which was always a terrible newspaper, but it's unimaginably bad newspaper now.
Yeah, and you know what it is, Howie, and this is something that gets brought up a lot when you're talking about critical race theory, but this is the mission, is to confuse language and to confuse people, because if you can't define things, it becomes very hard. You know this, Howie. You're someone who's debated people your whole life. It becomes very hard to win arguments when nothing has a definition, when everything is fluid, when you know, you can't really pin things down for what they are. So by saying, we can't define what a woman is, There's a lot of things that are now going to be more difficult to argue because of that. And that's the mission of the left, is to change the language, because whoever controls the language, you know, they right. usually win the debates.
No, that's part of what George Orwell wrote in 1984.
We live in such an Orwellian time. It's frightening. Howie, I wanted to mention something. If you heard someone say, listen, I eat really early, I eat at 5:30 at night, I have my dinner at 5:30 at night, and you were going to make fun of that person for their eating schedule, what would you say?
Early bird special.
That's what I was thinking too. I would say, oh my gosh, you're such an old person, you eat at 5:30 at night. Listen to how Nancy Pelosi describes eating at 5:30 at night.
And to this day, my husband, Paul, who was born and raised in San Francisco, I was born and raised in Baltimore, to this day, he likes to dine at 8, and I like to eat at 5:30. Like a peasant.
Like a peasant?
Like a peasant.
You know, here's the thing. She thinks we're peasants.
Oh, yeah. We're eating lentils by the spoonful at 5:30 at night. Is that not the weirdest thing? Like a peasant?
Yeah, that's an extremely strange way to put it.
I thought so, too. Joe Biden travels today to Europe.
What time is he eating tonight on Air Force One?
Oh, he's going to be eating at 4:30 like a real peasant, like a peasant's peasant.
Oh, my. Wow.
Can they get meat?
Other people in our family go for some other flavors, but chocolate, and then we have some other chocolate here.
Can they get Me TV on at 35,000 feet in the air? I hope so.
He left today, and he told reporters that he would answer all their questions once he got there. He's traveling to Brussels to take part in a special NATO summit in Belgium and visit Poland to discuss international efforts to support Ukraine. Howie, the one thing we can say for sure, which is kind of the Peter principle at work, it can't go any worse than Kamala's visit, unless he plans on laughing at the questions or calling someone a stupid son of a bitch. You know what? The more I think about it, it probably could go worse.
The last time he was in Europe, he had a flatulence problem, you may recall.
Allegedly. By the way, we were talking about voters and, you know, how all of this wokeness
and
Joe Biden's agenda is going to play with voters. And I thought this was a very interesting poll from the Washington Examiner. It's actually, the poll is from Emerson College, but the headline from Washington Examiner is "Suburb switched to Trump, and he leads Biden 45-42 in 2024 clash." This is just one poll, Howie, but a lot of polls came out this week that do not look good for Joe Biden. You know, if you asked Andrea Mitchell or some of these other journalists, not Democrats, Howie, journalists, they would have thought that the situation in Ukraine, along with Ketanji Brown Jackson's hearings, that this would all be a nice bump in the polls for Joe. Doesn't seem like that was the case after all.
Well, the thing is, I mean, he's saying, well, you know, the American public traditionally rallies around a president who's in trouble. But the fact is, he's the one that got himself and all of us into trouble with things like high inflation and Afghanistan and now Ukraine and the southern border. I mean, he did all this. Why are we supposed to rally behind the guy who got us into this jam?
Very good point. All right, Howie, that's it for me for today.
All right, Grace. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
844-500-4242. We'll be right back with a cheap bastard deal. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you by the 110 Grill, named one of the most allergy-friendly restaurant brands in the United States. Find one of their 35 locations near you at 110grill.com.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
Okay, we have a deal today on a product that we've been advertising lately, Soltea, S-O-L-T-E-A, Soltea. It's an all-natural, caffeine-free, and clinically tested dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. It's a patented theophylline super extract from enriched green tea, and you're always being told green tea is great for you. Two of these Soltea soft gels are equal to 35 cups of green tea, but with zero caffeine. So I'm not a big green tea person, but I can get with two capsules, I get the equivalent of 35 cups of green tea a day, and it's great for your heart health. It really helps out. Soltea is all natural, clinically proven to lower cholesterol, and is ideal for overall heart health. And while supplies last, here at HowieCarShow.com, click on store, you can purchase a 30-day supply. It's a $29.99 value for just $15. So you get 30 days for $15. Check it out. See if you like it or not. Get yours now by going to HowieCarShow.com and clicking on store. With us now is Crom Carmichael. He is the founder of Soltea to tell us more about this amazing supplement. Crom, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. I like the product. I guess it takes a little while to show up in your blood work, but it seems to be a good way to deal with heart issues, or if you don't want to have any heart issues, this is a good thing to do, isn't it? What is Soltea, Crom?
Howie, first of all, thanks so much for letting me be on your show. Soltea, we've been making the ingredient in Soltea for about 18 years, and the ingredient that we make and that we have a patent on and have done all the clinical trials and the tests, we take a particular molecule from green tea. We ferment the green tea, and then we, in our extraction process, we take a molecule called theophylline, and theophylline resides in fresh green tea at about a 1% concentration. When we extract it, we take it up to a 22% concentration. And that 22% concentration is the equivalent of 35 cups of green tea.
Wow.
So then we have our raw material is an all-natural blend of theophylline, polyphenols, and catechins.
Mm-hmm. And you can just throw it in. If you take a few vitamins a day or just two or three vitamins a day, just throw in a couple of the Solteas, S-O-L-T-E-A's, and it's good. What is the benefit exactly for your heart, Crom?
Yeah, Soltea is a, first of all, as we know, green tea is a healthy drink. Soltea is the theophylline that we have in there, that 22% concentration, it is specifically to help you have a healthy heart. Heart disease is the number one killer in America. As bad as COVID has been, we've lost 500,000 people a year to COVID, and we've lost 700,000 people in that same period of time per year from heart disease. Heart disease, for an awful lot of people, starts in their 30s, and then it just gets worse. And so by the time they're 60, their heart is in bad shape. They're short of breath. They have hypertension. They've got cholesterol. They have high blood pressure, and they're generally taking pharmaceuticals.
And it's hereditary too. So you know, you may think your heart's doing fine and you don't have a problem, but if there's any kind of history of heart disease in your family, you want to really watch out.
Yeah, this is kind of a prophylactic for your heart. If you take it, it helps your heart tissue. It helps keep your cholesterol down. My bad cholesterol, when I started taking it 18 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. 90 days later, I went in to have it checked, and it was down to 89. It's been under 100 ever since. I'm 73 years old, and I take zero prescription drugs. And my doctor thinks I'm a medical marvel. I just say, well, I think that Solti has contributed to that.
Yeah, and so who can benefit? I mean, is this for a specific group, or is this just for everybody, Solti, S-O-L-T-E-A? Yeah.
The metaphor that I use is people spend time and money taking care of their car's engine because they know if they don't change the oil on a regular basis, a brand new car engine in about 50,000 miles will turn into a piece of junk. Well, if you take care of your heart is both a muscle and it's an organ, and if you take good care of it, it will take good care of you. And in your 60s, 70s, and 80s, you'll still be happy and healthy. But if you don't take care of yourself earlier in life, you can't just all of a sudden, if your heart's getting bad in your 60s and 70s, it's really tough at that point to do anything that's going to reverse things. And so I encourage people to start taking care of their heart just like they take care of their car engine, just as early in life as they want to. It's easy when you're 30 to think you don't need it, and that's maybe you don't, but it's going to be good for you in the long run.
And again, you know, if you do any kind of reading on dietary issues, you get these pitches for green tea. It's great for you. Have some green tea. And you probably had a green tea and you said, this is not the tastiest beverage I've ever had. But this, with Solti, you get more green tea than you really even need. And and you just swallow it down. It's very easy. It's a great. I'm looking forward to getting my blood work to see what my bad cholesterol level goes down to, Crom.
Now, yeah, and Howie, it does take about 90 days. It operates differently than a statin. A statin will drop your cholesterol very quickly. Ours inhibits the growth of cholesterol in a different area of the liver than a statin does, and so ours takes probably 90 days before you will see a significant drop, and then but then after that, as in my case, I saw a significant drop, and then it's been low for 18 years.
It's a good deal. Solti, a 30-day supply for just $15 on the Cheap Bastard deal. Thank you, Crom. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store. Solti, S-O-L-T-E-A. I'm Howie Carr.